guarding the last outpost of freedom, like a beacon of light to the world, and exercising our freedom of speech like we're the third monkey on the ramp to Noah's Ark. And brother, it's starting to rain.
We choose to go to the moon and do the other things, not because they are easy, but because they are hard.
It is time for us to realize that we are too great a nation to limit ourselves to small dreams.
I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed.
This is American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Avalone.
You know, there's more talk about raising the minimum wage across the country. Biden, you know, the left, they cannot get enough of raising the minimum wage.
Of even market though, manipulation is what it is.
I mean, even though it has resulted in higher unemployment.
Yep. People get fired.
Across the board.
And businesses go out of business.
And those that remain employed are underemployed. In other words, they don't get as many hours.
And there are other people that sit right above the minimum wage. And because the company's having to spend money on some lower income folks too, those people then lose out on opportunities for raises in the future. It's like the minimum wage actually catches up to them.
Right. And so the left, of course, they want you to believe that it's because of these greedy, you know, just those uncompassionate,
those Republicans, building, those racist Republicans who own all the businesses in the world.
Exactly.
But that's not it.
No, but that's the essence of modern day liberalism. It seeks to minimize the power and the responsibility of an individual to affect their own success or their own failure. You know what the minimum wage is? The minimum wage is whatever it is you negotiate. And I know a lot of people say, oh, you're going to go into a retail establishment and tell them, here's what you're going to pay me.
Yeah.
Well, you got to start somewhere.
I did when I worked in news.
But it's not intended to be permanent.
It's not. No, when I worked in news, my first job was for minimum wage. That was my first job in news. I was getting paid minimum wage to be a reporter. I got offered another job. I went back to my employer at that one. I said, I've been offered a higher pay raise at another company. So you guys can either give me a raise and I'll stay.
Sure.
Or I'm going to take the other job.
You issued them an ultimatum.
I negotiated. That's what you do. I ended up taking the other job because they wouldn't raise their salary. So they had to go pay somebody else minimum wage.
But see, do you think that, and of course the left really encourages this, that you're to consider yourself a victim?
No.
That you're not being treated fairly.
No, I was given an opportunity. The rest of my career would not have started had I not gotten that first job in news being paid $7.25 an hour. I wouldn't have gotten to get to a point where I was offered six figures to do that job.
But see, what's happened, and I think what is going on in our society, in our culture, is that people effectively want to get something for nothing.
Right.
I mean, because starting out at a minimum wage,
right?
Oh, that's not good enough. They don't have to, you know, you expect me to prove my worth before you pay me more?
I absolutely do.
But see, that is effectively a society, that's a cultural, I don't know.
It's a defect.
Insofar as that we want something, I mean, I think generally most people might want something for nothing.
Yeah. Well, why wouldn't I, you know, why wouldn't I want free stuff? But there's the other idea that we look at what people have and we don't ever see what it costs them to get what they have. What did they have to put in to get to the point where they are today? We just see where they are today and say, well, I'm just as good as that person. I should have everything that person has, even if that person's in their 50s or 60s and I'm in my 20s. I'm going to say, look, that person's not a better person than me. I should have everything they have. But you never see the cost that was spent, the time that was spent, the effort that was put in. You never see that. You just see the results and you want the results.
But see, I started thinking about this in terms of gambling. Because gambling is one of those activities where people effectively can get something for nothing. It's, you know, which is why some people will take the risk.
Okay.
I mean, the attraction of a lottery, for example,
right,
is that for a very small stake, the individual can have a life-changing experience.
Right. Yes.
But many people who play the lottery say, well, I'm not gambling. No, you are gambling.
You are gambling.
You absolutely.
You're not risking much, but you're risking something in order to get a big reward.
So if you look at the state of Louisiana, for example, it just expanded gambling. It was the largest expansion of gambling in the state of Louisiana in 30 years.
Yeah, this last year. Yep.
Was it good for the state? And the reason that I ask that is that Louisiana is now the sixth most gambling addicted state, according to a Wallet Hub study. I mean,
so like the Wallet Hub study was saying how many people in the state are addicted to gambling?
Estimated, well, across the country. Louisiana is the sixth most gambling addicted state. It's estimated that there are 280,000 Louisiana adults who may be involved in problem gambling.
Problem gambling. See, and that's part of the risk that you take. When you gamble, part of what you don't know you're actually gambling is your own mental health and well-being, because you could become addicted to gambling.
And I don't have anything against gambling.
No.
I'm not judging those that... But here's the part that is really troubling, and this isn't just in Louisiana. I mean, there are a number of states in this study.
Mm-hmm.
South Dakota mm-hmm. is the second most gambling addicted
really?
State.
I would not have expected that.
Followed by Montana, uh-huh. Mississippi, Oklahoma,
wow,
New Jersey, California. And
Nevada's not on the list.
No, Nevada's number one.
Oh, okay, I was going to say.
But the fastest growing addiction is among high school and college age young people.
Because of online betting.
It's problem gambling. There are as many as 1.3 million teenagers mm-hmm. across this country that are considered addicted. And that is going to continue to grow.
Right, because again, we've taken sports betting online, that you can gamble online. It's so much easier for younger people to get involved in gambling, even at a younger age.
But see, it's just like narcotics and alcohol.
Right.
I mean, there have been many studies, and doctor after doctor, that says that gambling, like narcotics and alcohol, see, it activates the brain's reward system in
right.
the same way.
So dopamine.
The brain releases, exactly, it releases dopamine during enjoyable activities
right.
such as eating, maybe taking drugs,
mm-hmm.
and it's released during those situations when the outcome is uncertain, such as whether a team will win or lose a game,
right.
or the outcome of a slot machine or a roulette wheel.
A bet that you've placed, am I going to win money? Am I going to get this reward? And you get the dopamine hit,
but
and you want more.
Is it coincidental, though, in terms of our country, where it is today, that total gambling revenues in the United States are set to exceed $44 billion dollars this year? And just to put that into perspective, if you added up the market size of Hollywood,
mm-hmm.
so all movie making,
okay,
books,
TV,
publishing, and music,
okay,
combined,
oh wow,
you would not exceed $44 billion.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely. It continues to grow, and I just wonder how much of our culture of entitlement
comes from gambling?
Is fueling the addiction.
Oh, sure.
I mean, because
that's interesting.
I mean, because by gambling, you can effectively get something for nothing.
Right. You'll probably gamble it away.
But see, then you go back to the fact that you've got the Biden administration out there and the Obama administration. Of course, they said this ad nauseum, is that they were going to make work pay. I mean, and what's ridiculous about that is how would the government make work pay?
The government doesn't, because the government only interferes in that exchange of labor and money. The government interferes in it and makes it all less valuable.
So it's a slippery slope when you combine a society, a culture of entitlement
mm-hmm.
with
instant gratification.
And it's growing all across the country.
Let's get to the top three things you need to know before tomorrow. First thing you need to know before tomorrow, the premier of the British Virgin Islands was arrested by U.S. authorities and charged with drug smuggling. Premier Andrew Alertofahi was arrested along with his son and the British Islands managing director, Olivine Maynard. The DEA accuses the three men of smuggling cocaine and laundering money. Just 2 weeks ago, the U.S. arrested the former president of Honduras on similar charges.
Okay, this is good news, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But what about all of the fentanyl that is coming across the southern border? Seizures of fentanyl
mm-hmm.
have spiked over the last 12 months. So you know there are record numbers of fentanyl coming across the border unfettered.
And the less secure our border is, the easier it is for these presidents of other countries to go into crime.
But let's go get this premiere of the
British Virgin Islands. Second thing you need to know before tomorrow, Mississippi's Republican Governor Tate Reeves vetoed millions of dollars in spending on private companies and recreation projects. The vetoes included $13 million to revive a golf course in Jackson, $1 million for a golf cart path and golf course in Pike County, $2 million for a planetarium in Jackson, $1 million for a parking lot in Jackson, $250,000 for a privately owned swimming pool in Jackson. The governor said, "I've been trying for a long time to get the state out of the golf course business. Rather than invest more money in what Jackson really needs, like more police officers, this appropriation throws millions of dollars into a golf course that already failed."
As the Nobel Prize winning economist Milton Friedman often said, the least efficient way is of spending money is spending other people's money on other people, and that's what government does every day.
Speaking of which, the third thing you need to know before tomorrow, the state of New Mexico is providing free child care for most of its residents. Under a new law signed by Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham, families making $111,000 a year or less will get free child care for all of their kids for the next year. This program is expected to cost the state $40 million to subsidize the private early child care, childhood daycare facilities. New Mexico was already providing the largest daycare subsidies in the nation, but it hadn't done much to lower costs across the state.
What if you're a private daycare
yeah.
company? You're just out of luck now.
No, you get the state's money. The private daycare money gets the state's money.
Those folks are going out of business.
Coming up next, we're talking with American Mama. Stick around.
You're listening to American Ground Radio.
Conservatives are being censored on social media.
Big media.
In colleges.
Public schools.
And in woke corporations all across this country.
That means talk radio is the last beacon of free speech in America.
So when you hear businesses supporting free speech by advertising on this station, we should thank them.
They've put their money where their values are, and you should do the same.
Make sure you're spending your dollars at companies that understand that free speech isn't free.
Conservative listeners need to support conservative advertisers.
Because liberty is never more than one generation away from extinction.
Terry, I don't think I've ever seen you show up to the studio in a pair of slippers. I almost fell
you
out of my chair.
You can wear them anywhere. I swear.
You literally wore your slippers to work.
Okay, they are the furriest feeling things when my feet go in there, and they have the rubber sole that's thick enough that you can wear them outside. I wore them shopping.
Or to work.
People will look down and go, I know, they're my slippers. They look cool.
They're a beautiful color. That pink
feel so
is
good.
Very pretty. Listen, my sheets.
Really?
Those geese. The sheets. Girl, I've slept like a baby.
Those are 60% off right now.
60% off if you use the AGR code.
I love the towels.
Yeah, the
My
towels
pillows.
Are awesome too.
Yes.
They dry good. They're a great size.
And
but I'm going to get those slippers because some days I don't have shoes to wear to work.
I think they're 50% off now if you use the AGR code. For
are
your
you
going to
get
be
me some slippers? Because I won't order
some.
Them. Then I'll get your sheets.
Okay.
Okay, we'll
Deal.
Do that.
Don't forget to use the AGR code.
MyPillow your people up. Go to MyPillow.com and type in the letters AGR for your discount code.
Hey, man, nice bike. What is the miles per gallon on something like that? Because I got an SUV. The motor's kind of loud.
If you own a Harley, there's no small talk. At 3 State Harley Davidson, they know you only want to hear this. 3 State Harley Davidson has a wide selection, including new and pre-owned, featuring warranty forever for 2016 and newer models. Come by 3 State Harley Davidson in Bossier City off 220 and Benton Road, or visit 3stateharley.com.
Okay, I love my country, but you should already know. If you feeling this, it's American Ground Radio. If your country feels broken, there ain't no need to wait up. It's time to come together, time to make us all greater. Yeah, time to get it hype. That's the message that I send you. The American dream, live to your fullest potential. Much love to the creator. I hope you hear me though. Now's the time, American Ground Radio.
If you say what you want to say and let the words fall out, honestly, I want to see you be brave.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Avalone.
I mean, it's very difficult for even like Senator Pocahontas
uh-huh.
to make her case that Biden deserves her support, and yet she's out there saying, "No, I'm not running for president. Are you running for president? I'm not running for president.
Joe Biden is running for president.
Mm-hmm. I fully support Joe Biden.
Joe Biden's not running.
Take
for president.
A listen to an interview where, and this is on MSNBC. Surprisingly,
oh well, if it's on MSNBC, it must be.
I mean, they asked a very good question.
Right in your op-ed, Senator Warren, Republican senators and broken institutions, you blame them for blocking the progress Democrats had promised. But Democrats control the House, the Senate, and the White House. So why aren't Democrats responsible for breaking their own promises to voters, Senator?
But my point is not to look in the rearview mirror. My point is to say we've got nearly 200 days left between now and the election, and there are families who are trying to make the decision that the
just shut that off. Okay, so of course not. Let's not look in the rearview mirror. I mean, that's like a husband coming home to his wife. He's been cheating on her, and he says, "What's wrong?" And he's, you know, he's like, "Well, I don't want to look in the rearview mirror. You know, let's just kind of look."
Okay,
at,
but Michael Jackson said, "If you want to make a change, you got to start with the man in the mirror."
Okay, Pocahontas, please, really,
she's
really?
Like, "Look, the problem is you guys." Well, I don't want to look in the mirror. Of course not, because it's your face staring back at you. Of course you don't want to look in the mirror because you'd have to go, oh, gosh, maybe we kind of screwed up a whole bunch of stuff.
I mean, does anyone else see the absolute, I mean, it's hilarious. It is absolutely hilarious that she, does she really believe that?
No,
does
of course she not. Really, she didn't want to answer the question because she, because the op-ed was, wasn't not talking about anything. We're not going to talk about anything in the past. The past is in the past. The future is in the future. That's not what it was. So for her to say as soon as the question came and went, okay, but haven't you guys failed? For her to go, well, let's not talk about the past. The past is in the past. I mean, how self-serving is that?
Yeah, how self-serving
is it? How convenient.
And you don't even recognize the fact that this is the worst economy in the last 100 years. And yet the Democrats are going to pretend that they can reelect a
100 years? I'll give you 90. I ain't going.
Really? You're going to split hairs there.
The
nearly a Great century.
Depression.
Okay,
I'll give you nearly a century, okay, but the Great Depression was a pretty bad economy.
Fair enough.
Okay.
But you've got these tanking poll numbers.
Yeah.
I mean, look, the bottom line is this election, I'm going to say it. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say it. It was stolen. Ballot harvesting, late night ballot drops.
Violation of laws in at least three different states.
Massive ballot trafficking. Blocking GOP observers from the counting rooms. I could go on and on.
You really can't. We got a question for American Mamas. Okay. Dear Mamas, is Chris Wallace a victim?
Well, let's ask our American Mamas.
Mama, Mama.
Mama told me not to come. She said, that ain't the way I've been.
And joining us now are American Mamas, Terry Netterville and Denise Arthur. So Chris Wallace left Fox News to get his own show, and his own show was going to be on CNN Plus, and it lasted 3 weeks. So then he was interviewed about the cable channel, but the streaming service going belly up and him now being out of a job. And this weekend he told the interviewer, well, you know, I'm kind of a victim in all this.
I'm a victim.
Bless him.
A victim. Like, his net worth is $25 million.
What have I
said,
Denise? I have said that.
What's he going to do for a living now?
Victimhood is their beauty mark. So they will use that to their advantage.
Maybe he's part of the reason they couldn't get any viewers.
You know who the victims were during this election cycle? Us, Chris Wallace. Because you're just like those rhinos. You were on Fox News, which usually is fair and balanced, and that was their motto. Then you get the President of the United States in front of you, and you do this interview, and he's trying to tell you the truth, and you do what the left liberal media does.
He was awful.
You're awful. He kept saying, nope, that's not what happened. No, not even letting our president speak. And now we find out, you know, all these months later, that Trump was telling the truth. Chris Wallace, you are not the victim. You're the perpetrator. We're the victims. You lied to us. You misled us because we all know that you hated Trump. You made that very, very, very clear. Your friends are those that you spend time on that yacht with all of your highfalutin, Hollywood style, liberal elitists that we saw everywhere during that time period. So, no, you are not the victim.
Maybe he could get a new show if they had a channel called Karma.
I think
he'd do well on Karma.
You know,
or maybe he could go back and undo the damage he already did.
I've noticed this is one just the latest in a series of people who were on Fox left because they thought they'd get greener pastures, and it didn't turn out well. Shep Smith.
Yep. Megyn Kelly. Where's
Megyn Kelly?
Yeah.
So there is a pattern here of people that were on Fox. They jump ship somewhere else thinking that all the viewers were watching just them. But doesn't it turn out more that the viewers were actually watching Fox rather than the individual personality that was on Fox?
He's made one bad decision after another. He left, and then he gets over there, and then Jeff Zucker takes a fall, and then Cuomo takes a, I mean, everything just goes downhill.
Can I give y'all my theory on that?
Yeah.
And it goes back to the whole Megyn Kelly thing. They made her believe that she was the sun and the moon, knowing full well the very first chance they were going to pull her away from Fox, give her this show, and then they took it away from somebody that was on NBC, I think Tara Hall, maybe?
Okay.
And so she gets her own show. They were biding their time until they could have a reason. What she got fired for from that show was something so utterly ridiculous. She said, when I was a kid, I didn't realize that going as Diana Ross was in blackface was bad. So she got fired over that.
So you're saying they intentionally, had plans on railroading her and shutting her down anyway.
They do, because they know that they have liberal listeners that were listening to her, because when she took on Trump at that debate about the whole Rosie O'Donnell thing, she garnered a lot of respect from a lot of the liberal listeners.
Yeah.
So here goes the liberal media saying, okay, people on both sides are listening to her. We need to pull her over here to NBC. And then when she gets here, we're going to take her down the first time we can. And they did. And that took her out of commission for a couple of years. So then she has her own podcast. That's harder to get people to join. And she's doing her thing. And she understands what this is. So she'll be the first one to say, Chris Wallace.
But don't you think Chris Wallace did his homework? If CNN is doing so bad, we know they're doing bad. You can look it up. Did he not look it up? So if CNN is doing so bad, why would you go and join CNN Plus? That's just more CNN.
He's that narcissistic, and they make you believe that.
Oh, yeah. They probably made him think you can pull the weight.
They're blowing smoke up his butt. Yeah. They're pumping his tires. They're making him feel like he could be the hero of CNN Plus. And yet he's such a fool. He fell for it. And now look.
Now he's a victim, but he will be all right.
Yeah, he'll be fine.
He'll be all right. He's got $25 million in the bank. He's going to be just fine. Don't cry river for him. But although he did throw the employees in there, and that is sad. Some of them left. They left their, they moved cross country. But I mean, come on now. Nothing's a sure deal. Nothing. So, I mean, I don't know. I just think there's no, when I was younger, I would listen to him or whatever. But, the thing about him I don't like, he's always, he's a Democrat, but he's has conservative views. Okay, well, what does that mean?
No,
that
means
you're a
liar. He made it very clear.
He
hated Trump, and he had turned all the way to the left. He was, I think, in his position because of his father. His father was a big-time 60
Mike
Minutes.
Wallace,
Mike Wallace, and he was very respected. But this was back when we didn't realize how fake media worked. We didn't understand all of that. When we saw Chris Wallace during that debate, remember when he was supposed to be the
neutral?
Oh, heck to the no.
Well.
His days were numbered
it's
then.
It's getting summertime. But maybe he can get an ice cream truck or something. I'm just saying.
I wouldn't even buy ice cream from the man. I'm sorry.
Good luck out there, you $25 million victim.
You did. You got me choked up. If you'd like to ask our American Mamas a question, go to our go to our website, AmericanGroundRadio.com/mamas, and click on the Ask the Mamas button. Terry Netterville, Denise Arthur, thank y'all so much.
Thank you.
You're listening to American Ground Radio.
MyPillow is now a proud sponsor of American Ground Radio,
which is really great. I mean, we all have MyPillow products at home, and it's so fantastic that an industry leader like MyPillow has invested in American Ground Radio coast to coast.
And because we're now working with MyPillow, you can get some great deals. If you go to their website, MyPillow.com, type in the letters AGR for your discount code, you get some massive discounts right away.
Right, like the luxurious Giza Dream Sheets. They're 60% off right right now with the AGR code. I'm telling you, no sleepless nights with these folks.
Or you get a six-piece MyPillow towel set for $70 off. That's a huge discount just by typing in three little letters, AGR.
You can get $50 off the classic MyPillow right now with the AGR discount code.
And on every single item, thanks to the sponsorship of MyPillow and American Ground Radio, you save bigly.
Huge.
Yeah, so go to MyPillow.com and type in those letters, A-G-R, and start sleeping like a baby tonight.
Ronald Reagan once asked, are we doing a good enough job teaching our children what America is and what she represents in the long history of the world? Well, that's why we made this CD. Freedom Sings is a collection of songs from America's history. Each one tells a story from our founding up till today. Not only do we include classics like America the Beautiful and This Land is Your Land, but we also tell the stories behind the songs, who wrote them and why, and what they mean to everyday Americans when they first heard these patriotic tunes.
Mine eyes have seen the glory.
If you want your kids to know what America represents in the long history of the world, then you need to get Freedom Sings. Just look for it in the iTunes store and download it for your computer or mobile device. Get Freedom Sings for your kids and keep liberty marching on for the next generation.
Hey man, nice bike. What is the miles per gallon on something like that? Because I got an SUV. The motor's kind of loud.
If you own a Harley, there's no small talk. At 3 State Harley Davidson, they know you only want to hear this. 3 State Harley Davidson has a wide selection, including new and pre-owned, featuring warranty forever for 2016 and newer models. Come by 3 State Harley Davidson in Bossier City off 220 and Benton Road, or visit 3stateharley.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, the captain has turned on the fasten seatbelt sign. There is a low-pressure system moving from Washington, D.C. across the country, and it may get a little bumpy. Please return to your seats and keep your freedoms fastened.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis Sar Avalone.
You know, I've often asked the question, is there a humane way to get rid of rich people? Because that's really what the Democrats, the left, would like to do. And my question
actually, I don't think that's what the left wants to do. I think the left, the Democrats just want to be the only rich people.
The elitist.
I don't see Joe Biden giving up his millions. Right?
No, but if we're not going to create more rich people, if we're going to basically just obliterate them from higher and higher taxation.
Unless they're government officials, there should be no rich people.
Right. But if we're not going to create more rich people, if we're not going to reduce federal spending levels, where's the money going to come from? You're just going to keep printing it? Which is, I guess that's worked for them so far.
Yeah, that's what we've done the last 20 years.
But take a listen to Chuck Schumer, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer. He says the only way, listen to the way he says, is the only path forward to cure inflation.
If you want to get rid of inflation, the only way to do it is to undo a lot of the Trump tax cuts and raise rates. No Republican is ever going to do that. So the only way to get rid of inflation is through reconciliation.
Okay, as ridiculous as that sounds, what he's doing is, do you see how he's doing this?
He's trying to blame inflation on Trump.
On Republicans.
But
because the Republicans aren't willing to do what needs to be done in order to solve inflation.
Which is cut spending. That's what you've got to do to cause inflation.
Right.
You've got to cut government spending, because the more money the government is pumping into the system, the less valuable each dollar is.
So just think about this logic. You're saying we need to reduce government spending, but right. yet we're going to raise taxes in order to increase revenues to give to the government so that they
can
spend
then
spend more.
Yes, he's doing the
isn't that what caused the inflation in the first place?
Yes, but this is why they don't understand.
And see, what's even more ridiculous with this entire scenario we're discussing is that when you lower tax rates,
right.
you actually increase
government
revenue to the federal government.
Because we're still sitting on the wrong side of the Laffer curve.
I mean, these people do not understand economics, and yet they are sitting, they're standing, they're walking in the hallowed halls of our country, making plans
because,
for you and me.
Because we keep voting them in.
It all stops. It stops this year. I'm just telling you, it stops for millions of Americans. A historic change this year, this midterm election.
You might be right. Let's dig deep.
Working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, whoop, about to step down.
Okay, yesterday we played a clip with Elizabeth Warren, Senator Elizabeth Warren.
Pocahontas.
Saying that Joe Biden is running for re-election in 2022. Take a listen.
I'm not running for president in 2024. I'm running for Senate. President Biden is running for re-election
in 2024.
So would
you rule it out, Senator?
All right, so Biden's running for re-election, she says, in 2024. I've got some bad news for her. If he does, he's going to lose badly.
Bigly.
There's a new poll out for Morning Consult. Would you say that's a right-leaning?
Left-leaning.
Yes, left-leaning. Left-leaning organization. I absolutely agree. They polled Biden's popularity in every state. They asked people, do you approve of the job he's doing or disapprove? Every single state, plus Washington, D.C. More people disapproved of Joe Biden's job performance than approved of his job performance in 40 of the 50 states.
So we're talking about 80% of the states in this
country.
United States. And again, I go back to the fact that they want you to believe, the left wants you to believe that this man received more votes for president than any other presidential candidate in American history.
Yes,
but even begin to try and give me the analysis of how that is possible.
It is still theoretically possible because the issue isn't that his poll numbers have been low. The issue is that his poll numbers have cratered. They have dropped.
I'm talking about the votes allegedly.
I understand. But I'm saying that just because he's underwater now doesn't mean 80 million people didn't vote for him then. That's a completely different issue.
I just think it's a
And by the way, I don't think 80 million people voted for him, but that's not what this is about.
Okay.
Look, Joe Biden is only above water in 10 states. Which 10 states? Here, the only 10 states where more people approve of his job performance than disapprove. The only 10.
Only 10.
California.
No surprise.
Vermont.
Mm-mm.
Maryland.
Right.
Massachusetts.
Okay.
Hawaii.
Okay.
New York.
Got it.
Washington State.
Mm-hmm.
Delaware and Rhode Island and Illinois. Now, Illinois, he's only 2 points above water. And in his home state of Delaware, only 4% approve of him more than disapprove of him. Only 4% difference.
But these are all, I mean, how coincidental is it?
Mm-hmm.
These are all very blue states.
Very blue states. So how bad is this for Joe?
Very bad.
If you were to take all the states he's above water in and give him those states in 2024. So Elizabeth Warren says he's running for president in 2024. All right. So he's going to win all the states where he's above water in job approval. Is that fair? You think he should win those states? You think that's likely?
Well, for someone who won or who collected more votes than any other presidential candidate in American
history.
It's
reasonable to let him have the states where he's above water in approval rate.
And by
yes?
the way, let me point out, he got more votes, if you believe the numbers, he got more votes than Barack Obama in 2008.
Yes, but if you give him only the states where he's above water and in 2024, he would end up with 151 electoral votes. But his opponent would have 387. As you just mentioned, Barack Obama. Barack Obama's biggest win in the Electoral College was 365 points in 2008. Clinton's biggest win was 379 in 1996. That means it would give Joe Biden's opponent the largest Electoral College victory since George H.W. Bush in 1988.
Yeah, I'm not going to ask you because I know the answer. But I mean, does this really surprise most Americans? No. They know that this man was not...
He's not competent.
Duly elected.
He's not competent right now, okay? Now, but that's just job approval numbers. It's not voting numbers. So let's be nice to Biden. Let's be as nice as we can
here. I think we're always nice.
Let's say Biden...
honest.
Let's say Biden wins not only the 10 states where he's above water, but let's also give him all the states where he's down by only 5 points or less.
Why are we engaging in this exercise? It's just...
You follow where we are and you'll see.
Okay.
So if we give him the states where he's 5 points or less underwater, where he's close.
Sure, yeah. Because everybody's in favor of what's going on in this country.
That's Colorado, New Jersey, Oregon, and Virginia. But even if you give him those four states, he would still lose 335 to 203. That's still a bigger defeat than Mitt Romney's loss to Obama in 2012. It would still be the biggest win by a Republican since Bush the Elder.
Okay, so what about if we look at the states where he's, let's say, 10 points underwater?
Okay, so we're going to be really generous. Really generous.
Yeah, I mean, as long as we're getting ridiculous here.
Let's say Joe Biden has a massive comeback from where he is right now.
Okay.
And he's going to win the states where he's 10 points underwater.
As of today, he's 10 points underwater.
So that's Maine, Minnesota, New Hampshire, New Mexico. It's still not enough.
Of course it isn't.
He would lose 312 to 226.
Of course it isn't.
If you get to 11 points, the states where he's 11 points underwater, it flips his approval rating there. Then you would pick up Nevada, Georgia, and Florida.
He's not going to win Florida.
And I agree with you on
that. At all.
That's the fatal flaw in this study.
Not even a chance.
Florida is now a red state, and Biden doesn't stand a chance of winning there. That means either he won't be able to flip his unfavorable ratings by 11 points or more, or this poll is already weighted to the left. Remember we said Morning Consult is a left-leaning organization. That means this situation is probably worse for Biden.
Absolutely.
Than this poll. He may not even have 10 states where he's above water right now.
Osama bin Laden wanted to assassinate Barack Obama. Do you know what his instructions were to his minions?
No.
Don't hurt Joe Biden. He will destroy the country, essentially, faster than anyone.
We'll be right back with a bright spot. Stick around.
You're listening to American Ground Radio.
If you enjoy hunting, fishing, or just love shooting, your destination is Red River Range in Shreveport. Red River Range features 19 indoor shooting lanes, all with a touchscreen console, and every lane has 100% fresh air. If you like to hunt, there are 3 100-yard lanes inside and 2 archery areas outside. If your family wants to fish, there's a stocked fish pond too. Join us at Red River Range, located in the heart of Shreveport. Get more info at redriverrange.com.
MyPillow is now a proud sponsor of American Ground Radio.
Which is really great. I mean, we all have MyPillow products at home, and it's so fantastic that an industry leader like MyPillow has invested in American Ground Radio coast to coast.
And because we're now working with MyPillow, you can get some great deals. If you go to their website, MyPillow.com, type in the letters AGR for your discount code, you get some massive discounts right away.
Right, like the luxurious Giza Dream Sheets. They're 60% off right now with the AGR code. I'm telling you, no sleepless nights with these folks.
Or you get a 6-piece MyPillow towel set for $70 off. That's a huge discount just by typing in 3 little letters, AGR.
You can get $50 off the classic MyPillow right now with the AGR discount code.
And on every single item, thanks to the sponsorship of MyPillow and American Ground Radio, you save bigly. Huge.
Yeah, so go to MyPillow.com and type in those letters, AGR, and start sleeping like a baby tonight.
Hey, Denise Arthur here. We've just finished rebuilding our website from the ground up. Go to AmericanGroundRadio.com and you'll find our latest podcasts, videos, and blog posts. And you'll also find our new online store. At AmericanGroundRadio.com/shop, you'll find the Conservative Kid Growth Kit, the Freedom Sings CD, the Presidential Tumblr, and our book, Bright Spots Big Country. And checkout is simple, safe, and secure. So go ahead and head on over to AmericanGroundRadio.com/shop today.
Maybe it was that fourth grade teacher who believed in you. Or the big-eyed girl who smiled when you were the new kid. Maybe it was watching your child as she took her first steps. Those aha moments in life when everything seemed to come into focus. Those are the bright spots that lift us up when we're feeling down and show us a path from the ordinary to the extraordinary. America's history is filled with bright spots, too. The greatness of America is that it allows each of us to see the greatness within ourselves. That is how America became great. One dream, one bright spot at a time.
Bright Spots Big Country, What Makes America Great by Lewis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr. Available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, iBooks, and BrightspotsBigCountry.com.
Okay, I love my country, but you should already know. If you feeling this, it's American Ground Radio. If your country feels broken, there ain't no need to wait up. It's time to come together, time to make us all greater. Yeah, time to get it hype. That's the message that I send you. The American dream, live to your fullest potential. Much love to the creator. I hope you hear me though. Now's the time, American Ground Radio.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis Saar Avalone.
You know what I said earlier, I don't know if you've ever heard that before, but Osama bin Laden wanted to assassinate then-President Barack Obama.
I did not. Well, I mean, it makes sense to me, but I hadn't heard this other part.
Now, in part, he wrote, so that the totally unprepared, and that's a direct quote, the totally unprepared Joe Biden would become president. He writes, this is Osama bin Laden, Biden is totally unprepared for that post, which will lead the United States into a crisis.
Huh. Wait, just one?
We've had so many. Yeah, his prediction was maybe off by several, but nevertheless.
We've had a lot more than just one crisis.
So the fact that Joe Biden was unprepared to be president under Obama.
Right.
Since the Obama administration, has he become more prepared?
No, he's
in anyone's eyes.
He's arguably less cognitively agile. I think that's the nicest way I can say that than he was when he was vice president.
You know, and we were talking about Kevin McCarthy, who's the minority leader, the Republican minority leader in the House of Representatives. The Senate majority, excuse me, the Senate minority leader, Mitch McConnell, he's a swamp rat too.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, he's obviously. I mean, he's not. He's not conservative. He's not conservative. He, in that same book, you know, This Will Not Pass, a lot of information coming out of that. These are the, what Jonathan Martin, he's a reporter for, what is this, the New York Times? They have a book out now. They say that Mitch McConnell was happy on January the 6th that basically President Trump had soiled his reputation. He wasn't concerned about the folks that died that day. He wasn't even concerned about the rioting. He wasn't concerned about the well-being of President Trump and his family.
But he was glad that Trump's legacy was being damaged.
This is being reported in the book. This is Mitch McConnell telling this author of this book, I feel exhilarated by the fact that this fellow, referred to Trump as a fellow, how old do you have to be to refer to a guy as a fellow? But nevertheless, I feel exhilarated by the fact that this fellow finally totally discredited himself. He put a gun to his head and pulled the trigger.
Apparently he didn't. Because right now Trump's the front runner for 2024.
Mitch McConnell's got to go.
It's time for a bright spot. Louis, I have a bright spot for you. The left has finally realized just how dangerous having political control over social media platforms can be for democracy.
Well, we were just talking about that, where Biden administration is now all of a sudden interested in doing away with Section 230 protections.
Well, here's MSNBC's Ari Melber talking about how a social media company could completely disrupt a presidential election. Take a listen.
You don't have to explain yourself. You don't even have to be transparent. You could secretly ban one party's candidate or all of its candidates, all of its nominees, or you could just secretly turn down the reach of their stuff and turn up the reach of something else, and the rest of us might not even find out about it till after the election.
Finally, the left realizes what happened in 2020 in the 2020 election.
Wait a minute. They don't realize that's already happened.
Facebook, they don't realize that. This is the first person on the left I've heard say this. But he's apparently realizes Facebook shadow banned right-leaning publishers, including us here at American Ground Radio. Facebook has intentionally limited outreach so that our messages of political common sense and logic based on self-evident truths isn't able to reach a bigger audience. Facebook doesn't want people to hear what we're saying every night, and we're currently not the only ones. YouTube demonetized Prager University. Twitter banned President Trump. Then Facebook used its massive fortune to run local elections, giving an unfair advantage to Democrats across the country. I think this is a great thing that people on the left are finally seeing how dangerous political control over social media could be.
But they're opening their eyes only because they're seeing that they're vulnerable this year. Is that where we're headed?
Yeah, unfortunately, this wasn't about what the left has already done with social media. The anchor there on MSNBC was fear-mongering about Elon Musk buying Twitter.
Absolutely.
Ari Melber was trying to convince his audience that Elon Musk was going to do that. That same thing that he just... Here's what he thinks Elon Musk is going to do. Let me play the clip again. Instead of thinking about 2020, what the Democrats actually did in 2020, this is what he thinks Elon Musk is going to do in 2024.
You don't have to explain yourself. You don't even have to be transparent. You could secretly ban one party's candidate or all of its candidates, all of its nominees, or you could just secretly turn down the reach of their stuff and turn up the reach of something else, and the rest of us might not even find out about it till after the election.
But that's taking a page right out of their playbook.
That's what they already did. We say all the time the Democrats are the party of projection. What they have already done or what they're planning on doing is what they accuse you of doing. He's accusing Elon Musk of trying to get Twitter so that he can upset the next election by shadow banning people, refusing to acknowledge that that's what Twitter and Facebook and YouTube have already done in the 2020 election.
I think the difference with Elon Musk, at least up until this point, business decisions have driven the decisions he's made in his public life.
I agree. I agree with that.
It's not being woke. Being woke has not been part of his business plan like it has for the former or perhaps soon to be former board of directors at Twitter.
This would have been a bright spot if the left was outraged that social media platforms were shadow banning conservatives. But to their shame, what they're really upset about is that Elon Musk doesn't want to shadow ban conservatives or, frankly, anyone anymore.
And how can you be liberal and not be for free speech?
You're not.
For everyone.
You're leftist. You're Orwellian.
It's all about you.
You're listening to American Ground Radio.
Terry, I don't think I've ever seen you show up to the studio in a pair of slippers. I almost fell out of my chair.
You can wear them anywhere. I swear.
You literally wore your slippers to work.
Okay, they are the furriest feeling things when my feet go in there. And they have the rubber sole that's thick enough that you can wear them outside. I wore them shopping.
Or to work.
People will look down and go, I know, they're my slippers. They look cool.
They're a beautiful color. That pink is very pretty. Listen, my sheets. Oh my gosh, those Giza sheets. Girl, I've slept like a baby.
Those are 60% off right now.
60% off if you use the AGR code.
I love the towels.
Yeah, the towels are awesome, too. Yes. They dry good. They're a great size. And but I'm going to get those slippers because some days I don't have shoes to wear to work.
I think they're 50% off now if you use the AGR code.
Are you going to get me some slippers? Because I won't order them. Then I'll get your sheets.
Okay.
Okay, we'll do that.
Don't forget to use the AGR code.
MyPillow your people up. Go to MyPillow.com and type in the letters AGR for your discount code.
If you enjoy hunting, fishing, or just love shooting, your destination is Red River Range in Shreveport. Red River Range features 19 indoor shooting lanes, all with a touchscreen console, and every lane has 100% fresh air. If you like to hunt, there are 3 100-yard lanes inside and 2 archery areas outside. If your family wants to fish, there's a stock fish pond too. Join us at Red River Range, located in the heart of Shreveport. Get more info at redriverrange.com.
Ronald Reagan once asked, are we doing a good enough job teaching our children what America is and what she represents in the long history of the world? Well, that's why we made this CD. Freedom Sings is a collection of songs from America's history. Each one tells a story from our founding up till today. Not only do we include classics like America the Beautiful and This Land is Your Land, but we also tell the stories behind the songs, who wrote them and why, and what they mean to everyday Americans when they first heard these patriotic tunes.
Mine eyes have seen the glory.
If you want your kids to know what America represents in the long history of the world, then you need to get Freedom Sings. Just look for it in the iTunes store and download it for your computer or mobile device. Get Freedom Sings for your kids and keep liberty marching on for the next generation.
Hey, Denise Arthur here. We've just finished rebuilding our website from the ground up. Go to AmericanGroundRadio.com and you'll find our latest podcasts, videos, and blog posts. And you'll also find our new online store. At AmericanGroundRadio.com/shop, you'll find the Conservative Kid Growth Kit, the Freedom Sings CD, the Presidential Tumblr, and our book, Bright Spots Big Country. And checkout is simple, safe, and secure. So go ahead and head on over to AmericanGroundRadio.com/shop today.
Hi, I'm Louis R. Avalone.
And I'm Stephen Parr from American Ground Radio. One of the worst parts about the government's COVID lockdowns is that they trampled on our First Amendment rights to freely assemble and to worship.
Too many of us have gotten into the habit of not going to church.
Don't let the government's temporary act of tyranny lead you to a permanent act of rebellion against God.
This weekend, make sure you are fully exercising your First Amendment rights by assembling in the church of your choosing.
It's time to get back to normal.
It's time to get back to God.
It's time to go back to church. Welcome back to American Ground Radio with Stephen Parr with Louis R. Avalone.
You know, Jen Psaki, she's soon going to be MSNBC anchor woman.
Yes.
Can you call her an anchor woman or is that misogynist?
Anchor person.
Well, anyway, she stood up today in the White House press briefing room.
Yeah.
And she gave a speech. She said, it's not over. COVID is not over. The pandemic is not over. I tell you what, you take a listen.
What? Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is. Was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor? Hell no!
Germans? Forget it, he's rolling.
It ain't over now. Because when the going gets tough... the tough get going. Who's with me?
And all the reporters in the White House press room stood up and said, "We're with you, Jen Psaki."
I don't think that's first of all.
But that's essentially the speech she gave.
Yeah.
She said the pandemic is not over. It's not over until we say it's over. Okay, I tell you what. Let's listen to the actual clip of Jen Psaki and what she actually said.
So there's no question that we're in a moment, a different moment in our fight against COVID. But we also know COVID isn't over and the pandemic isn't over.
You see, it's the same difference.
It's the same difference.
Not over. It's not over until we say it's over. That's what, until the administration says it's over, until the deep state says it's over. Same difference.
Whoa.
Oh, wow! When I say whoa, whoa.
Annis Waugh owns Braid Maidens, where she teaches classes on how to braid hair. While her classes are open to anyone, Annis noticed no men ever signed up. Well, she wanted to change that. So when there was a chance to do a fundraiser at a local elementary, Annis decided to put together a class specifically for dad. She called it Beers and Braids. Annis was stunned when the class sold out and there was even a wait list. Annis was nervous, concerned the class might be awkward, but it turns out the dads really wanted to be involved with their daughters, and they thought if they could learn to braid hair for their girls in the mornings before school, it might be a great bonding experience.
Absolutely.
Annis says all the dads are great students. They learned everything from simple ponytails to differences in hair textures to traditional braids to princess-style updos.
You know, it's so wonderful to hear about dads. We don't hear nearly enough.
May your pursuit of happiness bring you joy.
Anytime, anywhere. Smartphone, tune in radio app, WGSO.com. On the AM dial at 990, we are WGSO New Orleans.